Today is Friday, January 29th. What to know about a trading freeze, how popular platforms restricted an ongoing stock market frenzy, and why some of them are now facing overwhelming backlash. Also, concerns over a new COVID-19 strain here in the U.S., and another chance to sign up for healthcare. Plus, a major automaker making a big promise. Why is today's date extra special? And how those Bernie Sanders mittens are turning into more than just memes. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. The recent frenzy on Wall Street is starting to get ugly. Now, some lawmakers from both sides of the aisle are demanding regulators step in. Others are threatening action against online trading platforms who are seemingly trying to put an end to it all with debated motivations. We'll explain more about that latest action in a moment, but first, a quick recap about how we got to this point. Individual investors have been coming together on forums like Reddit to rally behind GameStop and other struggling companies that more seasoned professional investors had already bet against. Well, the efforts of those millions of smaller investors worked. The stocks of GameStop and others blew up in a way that blindsided some of the most powerful players on Wall Street. That includes some hedge funds that are now losing billions of dollars because of it. In fact, some of the individual investors who got into this have said their goal was really to teach those hedge funds a lesson. So the question is, what happens now? Because more of the platforms that connect the buyers and sellers for the stock market started restricting smaller investors from making certain buys, all while still allowing those more powerful players on Wall Street continued access. So why did this happen? That's up for debate. The platforms like Robinhood said this was actually for the little guy, that they're worried this recent surge in certain stock prices will be short-lived when it's no longer a viral moment. And eventually, all those individual investors could lose money. But others argue this is just proof that Wall Street is not a level playing field, and the more seasoned investors influence the platforms to take action to benefit them. So some Robinhood users have already filed a lawsuit in New York, and Washington is stepping in. Lawmakers questioned and criticized those new restrictions, and leaders in both the House and Senate have promised to hold hearings about this. And as we mentioned yesterday, the SEC is keeping an eye on the situation as well. To be continued. What's long been known as the People's House might end up looking a little more like a fortress in the future. The head of the Capitol Police Department requested a permanent fence around the U.S. Capitol and backup security staff on standby at all times. Acting Police Chief Yogananda Pittman says security experts have long argued, even before the September 11th terror attacks, that more needed to be done to protect the Capitol. And now, in the aftermath of the riot earlier this month, the Capitol Police Department did another security assessment and found there are vulnerabilities. So far, no word on whether her request might be approved. But other changes could be coming, too. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says lawmakers will also likely need more funding for personal security. And more than 30 lawmakers signed a letter yesterday calling for more protection in their home districts. They noted that threats against members of Congress have been skyrocketing in recent years, but some people don't like the idea of making extra security measures permanent, especially when it comes to the fencing. For example, Washington, D.C.'s mayor tweeted, quote, "When the time is right, the fencing around the White House and U.S. Capitol will be taken down." Stay tuned. A Georgia poultry plant became the scene of a deadly accident this week. A liquid nitrogen leak killed at least 6 people. 3 others are in critical condition in the hospital. They all worked for the Foundation Food Group in Gainesville, about 60 miles northeast of Atlanta. As the local sheriff explained it, they're not in a profession that you would expect something like this to happen. However, nitrogen is often used to flash freeze food products. It's not harmful in small doses, but if there's too much, it will overtake the amount of oxygen in the air and people can basically suffocate. So far, authorities have not said what caused this leak, but of course, there is an investigation underway. Yet another vaccine maker says it has a COVID-19 vaccine that is safe and effective. Novavax says its shots offer great protection from COVID-19. And the company says they don't cause any serious side effects. This is based on a final phase trial done in the UK. Another one is still underway here in the US. And of course, all the data still needs to be reviewed. Like the other vaccines on the market, this one comes in 2 doses spaced about 3 weeks apart. What makes this Novavax trial unique is researchers looked at how the vaccine responded to the different strains of COVID-19 out there now. Against the original strain, they found the vaccine was about 96% effective. And against the UK strain, the efficacy rate was 86%. But in a smaller study in South Africa, the same shot was found to be less than 50% effective at preventing the strain that's been circulating there. This comes just days after Moderna and Pfizer said their vaccines were also less effective against that South Africa version of the virus. So they're both working on booster shots for that reason. Still, it could be a problem, especially since the U.S. just reported the first known American cases of that South African strain. Two unrelated people in South Carolina came down with it. There's also a concern this version spreads more easily. And health officials worry that if the virus changes enough, people might be more likely to get COVID-19 multiple times. But they don't know for sure, and of course, more research is now underway. All right, more news is coming up, but first, a quick break for our sponsor. This episode is brought to you by 1010. Now, you may have read about this in the New York Times, In Style Magazine, or Forbes, and we're excited to tell you about it as well. 1010 is an exclusive collection of 10 one-of-a-kind engagement rings designed by 10 of the most distinctive designers working today. Using only diamonds responsibly sourced from Botswana, 10 design masters have each produced a uniquely beautiful commitment ring. They're available right now, exclusively on BlueNile.com. But when they're gone, they're gone. We all know the diamond engagement ring is iconic. It's a timeless expression of the deepest commitment between two people. And with 1010, it's been beautifully re-envisioned in the hands of 10 modern designers working exclusively with sustainably sourced diamonds. If you're on the hunt for the perfect unique ring to wear forever, you're definitely going to want to check this out. Again, this exciting limited edition collection of diamond engagement rings just launched, and you can find it exclusively at BlueNile.com. Okay, now back to the news. Open enrollment ended a while ago, but Americans are getting another chance to sign up for government health insurance through the Affordable Care Act. Remember, if you aren't already getting insurance through an employer, the ACA or Obamacare offers some options. And President Biden decided to reopen the marketplace in his latest executive action. Healthcare.gov will allow signups again from February 15th to May 15th. Biden says this unique second enrollment period is necessary since nearly 26 million Americans have gotten COVID-19 in the last year, and millions more lost their jobs. But it's worth noting only 36 states actually use healthcare.gov. The rest have their own insurance marketplaces. The New York Times says they will likely follow suit, though. In fact, California already has. It's a seismic shift for the auto industry. Iconic car maker General Motors promised to phase out its gas and diesel-burning vehicles completely. By 2035, the company says every single one of its passenger cars, vans, and SUVs will be zero emissions. This marks a huge change for the company, which is usually known for its large gas-guzzling vehicles. But GM says it plans to refurbish factories to instead churn out electric cars, and it'll also invest in battery production as well. GM plans to have 30 types of electric vehicles ready to go within the next 4 years, and it'll just grow from there. Advocates say GM's promise to make zero emissions cars is a breakthrough moment, but it could have some drawbacks too. The New York Times says rapid changes in the auto industry could lead to job losses and business failures. Either way, some other automakers have already vowed to make more electric and zero emissions vehicles as well. Hollywood lost yet another icon this week. Cicely Tyson died yesterday at 96 years old. The Emmy Award-winning actress was a pioneer in film and television. She often portrayed resilient Black women. And as the Washington Post puts it, her performances were electrifying. She's probably best known for her role in the 1972 film Sounder. She also played other remarkable roles, like abolitionist Harriet Tubman and civil rights leader Coretta Scott King. Overall, her career spanned more than 7 decades, and during that time, she won 3 Emmys and a Tony. Fellow Hollywood stars like Viola Davis, Tyler Perry, Oprah Winfrey, and Whoopi Goldberg are paying tribute to Tyson. They're calling her a pillar of strength and say her life will inspire people for years to come. The National Museum of African American Music opens in the heart of Nashville tomorrow. The museum is the first of its kind. It's the only one in the U.S. solely dedicated to celebrating and preserving the many music genres created, influenced, and inspired by African Americans. We're talking blues, jazz, gospel, R&B, and hip-hop. Visitors will get to explore 400 years worth of music and history, dating from the early days of slavery into the new millennium. And the Wall Street Journal calls it visually dazzling. It's 56,000 square feet, and it costs $60 million to create. It includes interactive experiences that are high-tech and has artifacts and memorabilia. Starting tomorrow, it's officially open to the public on Saturdays and Sundays through the end of February. Today marks the end of a long stretch of palindrome dates, or in other words, when the date reads the same backwards and forwards. And it's been like that for the last 10 days in a row. There will be more dates like this later this year, too. Overall, 2021 has 22 palindrome dates, and that's a pretty big deal. There are only 2 years every century that contain so many. But there won't be 22 in 1 year again until 2111. And that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Feel Good Friday, when we bring you one extra feel-good or positive news story before the weekend. But first, a quick break for our sponsor. Ritual is not your typical multivitamin. Its clean, vegan-friendly formula is made with key nutrients, including vitamin D3, to help fill gaps in the diet and informs your body can actually use. Plus, no shady extras allowed. That's why I first started taking Ritual vitamins months ago. Yep, even if I was not partnering with them, I would be taking these vitamins. And then I realized not only is the company upfront about exactly what goes in the vitamins and why, but they also are just easy vitamins to take. They're delivered right to my door with free shipping each month, and I can take them with or without food. Ritual's fresh-tasting, delayed-release capsules are designed to dissolve later in less sensitive areas of the stomach, which makes that possible. You deserve to know what's in your multivitamin. That's why Ritual is offering my listeners 10% off during your first 3 months. Just visit ritual.com/newsworthy to start your ritual today. That's ritual.com/newsworthy. And now back to Feel Good Friday. And today we're talking about the now notorious Senator Bernie Sanders mittens. While they're no longer just a meme sensation, they've apparently helped raise millions of dollars for charity. So in case you don't spend a lot of time on social media, here's the scoop. Sanders wore fluffy wool mittens to President Biden's inauguration a few weeks back, and people went nuts over it. He's been seen in them before. They were actually gifted to him by a Vermont elementary school teacher who has a mitten-making side business. But those mittens, paired with Sanders' casual parka and mask, really struck a chord with people on the internet. Well, pictures of him and those homemade mittens popped up all over memes on social media, basically turning his inaugural fashion into a pop culture phenomenon. So Sanders decided to use the mitten frenzy to raise money for charity. His team started putting his image on things like T-shirts, sweatshirts, and stickers. Then the merchandise went up for sale on his campaign website and sold out fast. Overall, Sanders says this raised nearly $2 million for charity. The money will go to organizations in Sanders' home state of Vermont. And by the way, it was a Getty Images photographer who captured the famous image of Sanders. So Getty says it'll be donating its proceeds from the photo to Meals on Wheels of America. All right, thank you so much for listening today. We'll be back with our special edition Saturday episode tomorrow and another news roundup on Monday. Until then, have a great day.